MOL Logistics is looking to expand its logistics operations in Thailand by targeting non-Japanese markets. In this article, we explore their MANDA strategy and future market trends. New challenges in the Thai market. As part of its efforts to expand in Thailand, MOL Logistics is considering mergers and acquisitions of local companies. The goal is to broaden cargo transport services to countries like the US and China, while attracting non-Japanese customers. The rapid growth of the EV market. The automotive market in Thailand is undergoing significant changes. While Japanese automakers once dominated, the rapid rise of electric vehicle companies, like BYD and Tesla, has shifted the landscape. As a result, Japanese companies' market share is declining, prompting the need to target non-Japanese markets. Restructuring in the logistics industry. Not only MOL Logistics, but other companies like Kintetsu Express are also shifting their focus toward non-Japanese clients. The post-pandemic market restructuring has seen ocean freight rates nearly double compared to pre-COVID levels. In this evolving market, business expansion through MANDA is becoming a key strategy. Potential in cross-border trucking. MOL Logistics is also considering strengthening cross-border trucking services in Thailand. With Thailand's strategic location, neighboring countries like Malaysia, Singapore, Vietnam, and even China are accessible via truck transport. Expanding cross-border logistics could be a major pillar of growth in the coming years.